Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to Springleaf, the only podcast where an undercover cop shares his wire recordings with the public. Episode 6 saw Janet assume leadership of the SW11 gang as I watch my hero Lawrence get cast out into the cold.
Don't call him your hero. What's the point of me giving you notes if you're not going to listen?
I like getting notes from you. It's like little letters from my friend. Can I call Angela my hero? She lost her job too. I felt really bad about that one.
Yes, because she was chief of police. Tell me you see the difference.
My guest this week is none other than the fabulous Joe Lycett.
Are you going to call me your hero too?
Gladly. You're hilarious and a force for good, a.k.a. my hero.
Adams, can I get another mimosa, love?
Coming right up.
How come I get told off for calling someone my hero, but Lycett can sink as many mimosas as he wants?
Guests can do whatever they like. It's the only way to get them on a show, this crap.
When I see the term bottomless mimosas in an email, I RSVP, oui, monsieur.
Just play the first clip and I'll top up the Duchess.
Okie dokie. It was day one of Janet's reign, and she wasted no time shaking things up.
Speaking of shaking things up, another mimosa, please, Adams.
She's already getting you one, mate.
Got a dictionary handy? Look up the word bottomless and get off my back.
Right, gather round, you lot. Huge announcement from the head honcho. That's me.
Oof. Welcome to a new dawn, Spring Nips. Now we've got soft touch at the wheel. It's time to blitz the heist prep and fleece this joint. God, I love the con game. Or do I? Yes, I do. That was a con joke. And a good one at that.
Now, I want to reassure you morons, all right? I'm not about to change the way you do things. The only tweak I'll be making is I'm cancelling the heist. We are going to scam people via text message instead.
Text scams? She wants us doing text scams? My entire body's gone numb. What is this?
Now, I know what you're thinking, but heists, they're old-fashioned, you know? We're moving into the modern age, people, yeah? Text messages.
It'll be pretty hard for you to rob the HQ if they never leave, Donna.
Also, I'm on a new contract and I want to be using all my monthly texts.
Con artists look down on scam artists, Pat. Having a con artist pull a scam is like asking Picasso to finger paint like Joe freaking Lycett.
It's acrylic on canvas, actually, and I've been exhibited at the Royal Academy, so... have that!
Now, Nance will hand out some scripts, all right? Just follow these and you'll be able to scam the most vulnerable members of our society, an absolute treat.
Hello, Dad. Dropped phone in unexpected canyon. Need money to buy fancy dress. CCC. I think those are meant to be kisses.
Who wrote this, Mince? We just hop straight to the dough? Where's the months of groundwork? The trust building? The character development? I barely feel like I'm betraying someone here. Janet, surely no one's chomping at this baloney.
I got a bite. An old man just transferred me 50 grand.
That's impressive, Reg. I haven't even handed out phone numbers yet.
No, I just texted my dad like the script said.
Bonjour, mommy. Stuck in birdhouse. Send cash for dynamite and chocolate. And they want me to sign off with a dollar eyes tongue sticking out emoji. We backed the wrong poo stick, Pat. Half of these texts include the phrase, no need be suspicious, and one says, this is no a scam, in all caps.
Well, I suppose we do want them to think this is no a scam.
This will not stand. Not while I've still got fire in my tummy and lightning in my toes. Are you still tight with Lawrence?
Joe, you have exposed many scams over the years, both on TV and in your stand-up. I thought now might be a good time to share some of your favourites.
I think you know the answer to that, Poppet.
Too drunk?
Slam dunk, Bullseye!
Adams!
What? Loads of podcasts do drunk episodes. People love it.
Yeah, but usually everyone's drunk, not just one guy.
I can make you a mimosa too. I've already had one, so I'm out the blocks.
How about some punch?
One bowl of punch coming right up.
Woo! Let's crack the case, sisters. Who done it? Come on.
OK, how long has Joe thought this is drunk women solving crime for?
All morning. Yeah, he thinks I'm the host and you're the producer.
Hey, did you hear the one-off sober episode they did?
Yeah, first time they actually solved the crime.
I tell you what, I hope Matt Baker rots in prison forever.
Hear, hear. After Janet's meeting, I went from one new boss to another. I jumped in a cab over to the police station to meet Angela's replacement, the brand new chief of police.
Springleaf, thanks for coming in.
Clark, you're the new chief?
Yep. I think this is their way of keeping me sweet after everything that's happened. Wait. No. That's the imposter syndrome talking. No, I'm a terrific cop, and I've earned this on merit.
You are worthy.
Shit.
You deserve promotion.
Sorry, hold on. Just ignore that. That's nothing.
Hey, don't worry. I get imposter syndrome in my job sometimes. I feel like I don't belong in comedy, and any second now I'm going to be found out.
Right. Did Angela reprimand you when you said stuff like that, or just let it go? Because you're not a comedian. You're an undercover cop, you know that, right?
Do you think you'll still carry on living with Nish? He won't figure out you're a cop, you know. I accidentally wore my full uniform to a gig once. All he did was compliment me on my bitchin' boots and dope-ass truncheon.
Nah, too risky. I slipped out in the afternoon while he was sleeping and left him a note. Said I'd fallen in love and run away to join the circus.
Happy for you, man. Love is everything.
Poor sweet Nish. A dear friend, but a gullible old fool. As you know, from repeatedly pranking him on television.
Oh, yeah, well, to make up for that, we've hired him as head writer for the show. It's kind of like what the police force definitely did not do with you.
You deserve your promotion. You are not a jammy bastard.
Hey, Pat, now that I'm the chief, you can probably tell me all about Operation Pot Roast, right?
Don't think so, no.
Correct. I would have fired you if you said yes. Right. This SW11 case. Word on the street is they've moved into the scam game.
And boy, are my firms killing me. I've been scamming OAPs all morning, Clark. One guy sent me his life savings because I claimed to be the ghost of his solicitor. I said I needed the money to escape from hell.
Hmm, this is a problem. Catch someone mid-heist, guaranteed conviction. But scam artists are the invisible foe. I bet Janet's got them eating their SIM cards after every text.
I dipped mine in marshmallow fluff first.
Now, I'm going to need you to refocus the gang on the heist. Can you do that for me, friend?
With Donna's help, maybe. They listen to her. Plus, she absolutely hates scamming people.
Woo! Kalu-kalay! Scam artistry is my calling. I feel like I'm pulling off multiple cons a minute, and it is electrifying. You know, people started calling me Scammerin Diaz now.
I thought scamming was an inferior art form. You said you were offended by it.
That was Donna talking, not Scammerin. Donna appreciated not the subtle intricacies of the scam text. An elegant dance between two lovers, only one of which is aware the dance is taking place. The other can scarcely hear the song, and yet, round the roller rink they must go.
Uh-oh! New boss alert! That's me! How's my number one scammer doing?
Scammerin Diaz just composed a banging new scam script claiming to be a long-lost twin urgently needing money for a toll bridge.
Bingo.
She got the idea from my actual life?
What?
Oh, he lived in a toll booth for 6 months.
Oh, lush! I used to live on a Ferris wheel with my uncle.
Oh, and just for a challenge, I did the scam through emojis alone.
You're a genius, Scammerin. Maybe imply the toll booth employee has advanced rabies.
Ooh, adding the froth emoji as we speak. Swish! 10 million yen to the completely fake twin.
That is one pricey toll bridge you've got there.
I said it leads directly to a sex mansion.
Blimey, those are some saucy emojis. Avert your eyes, James.
Oh, too kind, too kind. My name is Scammerin Diaz. I scam to live and I live to scam.
Did your toll bridge lead to a sex mansion, Springlove?
No, not mine. Mine led to Knutsford.
You two get drunk fast.
Ah, Adams is so judgmental. I got her fired from police, you know.
Oh, shit. Is she cross?
Yes.
Yeah, a bit cross.
I've got my own company now anyway. Big Hannet Audio for all your oral needs. Oral with an A-U.
For all your audio needs.
Is your name Hannet? I've been calling you Michaels?
Well, my hero is Martin Hannett, the legendary producer, and you've been calling me Adams all day, which is my actual name.
Oh, I must have got it wrong for the first time in my head just now. Sorry, Hannah.
Hey, let's listen to me on the set of my prank show. It's a bit like Joe Lysett got your back.
You can't compare the two. That's ridiculous.
More like Pat Springleaf's got your tits.
Oh, you two meanies. But I love you.
I love you too.
Do you love us too, Michaels?
I'm going to play the next clip, then order you both some food.
Ooh, maybe some SIM cards and marshmallow fluff? You got to try it, Joe. It's divine. Again, get O2 ones, Adams. You can really taste the unlimited data.
First things first, congratulations! We got a full series of Only Joking!
Hey, Declan, whose job is it to hook me up with a clothing deal? And are shoes a separate thing or same umbrella? And are umbrellas a separate thing or same umbrella?
Declan, cutie, James also has an ickle question he'd like to ask.
Hello, Declan. Can we include a large tortoise in as many pranks as possible, please?
All depends on what the writers come up with. Nish?
I miss my bong, bro.
Come again?
His bong bro ran away to join the circus and now he feels sad.
Friends come and go, Kumar. Now let's destroy Miles Jupp and make me a billionaire. I heard he's allergic to squalor. Let's use that.
Declan, sweet stuff, I actually represent a tortoise that sounds eerily similar to the one James described.
He just said large tortoise.
We should talk. I'm booking us a table at Quando's. It's Nando's, but with quail.
Maybe we try to convince Jupp that his bong bro has left him.
Yeah, pretty sure Miles Jupp doesn't have a bong bro.
Don't know for sure. Maybe a caviar bro?
James, where are you going? This is an important meeting. I've only rejected one of Nish's ideas so far.
Oh, I've got a work thing?
I'm sorry, you have more than one job.
Fuck it! Blow my cover!
Oh,
what an idiot!
This
is embarrassing, Adams!
Adams,
skip this bit! Shit. It's embarrassing! Oh, fucked it up! That's me! Rumbled!
He means for the prank show. Right, James? You said you were going to buy a large lettuce for the large tortoise.
Yes, that is what I meant. I'm going to buy some lettuce. From a man named Huey. Huey is not the usual person I go to for lettuce, but my usual lettuce vendor, Donna, is indisposed. Hopefully, Huey will help me, even though he does not like me.
Seat are covered for me. You tell me she's not still in love with me, Joey.
Sounded like she was into that Declan chap, mate.
Correct. She dated Declan for several months after that, and Pat knows this.
No, that was just because she wanted to take over the show. She was buttering him up. And maybe also because he's handsome and responsible and knows about stuff. My code was clever, though. Huey in the lettuce? I came up with that on the spot.
That is genius.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm not selling you a fucking lettuce. What are you on about?
Sorry, I was speaking in code earlier and forgot to switch back. I meant, will you help me finish what Lawrence started?
The Bargain Hunt musical?
The Heist. Let's put a pin in the musical until we can source a blue and a red fleece.
Interesting. We'd need to bump off Janet. Usual approach, I shoot her, you follow through with an armful of tasers?
Maybe not.
You're right. Lawrence should do it. Show everyone who's boss.
Oh, another huge score for Donna, everyone. Change long-lost twins to long-lost triplets. Triple the dosh.
I've also got a way of quadrupling the dosh, but can't reveal it just yet.
Right, let's head to Lawrence's gaff, but I need you focused. No namby-pamby comedian bullshit.
Oh, I haven't heard the term namby-pamby in ages. Same with hoity-toity, actually. Maybe there's a routine in that.
Fuck me! Meet me by my Tesla in two.
Wow! I knew Lawrence was rich, but this place is a palace.
I'm excited. My second favourite version of Lawrence is the one that's full of vengeance.
What's your first favourite?
The one that calls me his number one guy.
Back garden.
Lawrence?
By the pond.
Hello, boss. Nice, bathrobe.
Thank you, Huey.
Why is the pond full of bacon and eggs?
I'm feeding the fish human food.
As an experiment, or?
Just ticking another one off the bucket list. Teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a fish to man, that is, feed a fish like a man.
All I could find is some turkey legs and chocolate cake. Just dump them both in at once.
Oh.
Angela, I've been texting you for days.
So you're the one trying to scam me. Makes sense.
Have you been at Lawrence's all this time?
Angela quit the gang out of solidarity. We feed human food to fish now.
I know what Lawrence is going through. I was in a gang once. Huge gang. Meant the world to me. Until one day, someone I'd helped a great deal hung me out to dry like a rack of ribs on a washing line.
Like a what on a what in line?
Behind you.
Ah, yeah.
The fish licked off all the barbecue sauce, but they weren't fussed about the rest.
Lawrence and I know how it feels to be pushed out the pond. But even after the sauce has been licked off our bones, we've still got each other.
Wow, you're so wise now, Angela.
A fish in the hand is worth two in the pond.
I'm throwing in the ice cream sandwiches, boss.
No, they're my 11s's. Throw in the crunch corners instead.
I'll take the lids off, but leave the mix in to the fish. Bombs away!
Boss, this is bonkers. Let's get you in the shower, slip on a leopard print suit and reclaim what's rightfully yours.
The heist was my final job, Huey. I don't have the energy to reclaim an empire. Now either empty some onion rings onto those lily pads or leave me be.
I feel that you should cook these rather than throw them in frozen, Lawrence.
No one gives a flying fuck into a rolling donut what you think, James.
Oh, they're onion rings, man, not donuts, sorry.
This is all your fault. Ever since we let a comedian join the gang, Lawrence has steadily got more whimsical. You've softened him into a fine paste with your puns and ice cream sandwiches. And now look, he's sitting on a plant pot in a bathrobe that's weirdly too short for him, feeding yoghurt to a fish. He's thrown in the towel. Ugh.
There's an idea. How many towels could we throw in the pond before they soak up all the water and it's just fish?
I'll start gathering the big fluffy towels from all 7 bathrooms.
Thanks.
Oh, no, don't use the towel with the print of my actual naked body on it. That was a gift from Guy Ritchie. Or Rich Geisley. I always get those two mixed up. Which one makes his own hot sauce and sells it out of his car?
Trick question. They both do.
The fish mixed the crunch corners, didn't they? I can feel it. They mixed it with the flippers.
I would have thrown a big load of chips in and it would have been a fish and chips.
That's so funny.
You know, Adams has never even heard most of this stuff.
Hold my hands up. First time round, I dipped in and out.
You know what? We should all start a new prank show. Combine your thing, my thing, Alex and Sam.
We could prank call the cops and do some fake consumer complaints.
Alex and Sam, he's done it! Right, I'm dialing 999 now. This is the pilot. We're live.
They're not live.
Yeah, I pranked Miles Jupp once. You know Juppers?
He is so posh. He's like Radio 4, but a person. Yes? Please? Yes, please. Thank you.
I'm going to go for another win. I can't stop winning today. It's crazy.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello? Anybody there?
Oh, my word, it's a tortoise with a note on its back. I am running away to join the circus. I will never forget you. We will always be friends.
OK, great joke, whoever's out here. Almost as funny as when you stuck a bong on the tortoise's back. Nice bloody try.
God damn it. He foiled us again.
I always knew Miles Jupp was clever, but this clever?
It's the shitty writing, James. Every single one of these pranks sucks because Kumar's crying into his weed grinder.
I don't know, guys. That last one really connected with me. I think because I once had a friend who joined the circus too.
The only thing that's popping for me so far is Max. Max is terrific.
Who the fuck is Max?
Max is the name of the tortoise, darling. And Decky's right. He's the only one doing a decent job around here and should be paid double.
Declan, I can't get this ball of nachos to stay on Max's back.
Oh, let me guess. Nish and his bong bro used to eat nachos together?
Cool Ranch. And then we topped them with Flaming Hot.
It was so dry. You know what, Stacy? Save yourself the hassle and stop trying to balance a bowl of nacho on a freaking tortoise. We need new pranks and we need them fast. Nish, you're fired.
What? I thought Nish was really onto something. He was building a narrative. Does everyone else approve of this?
I'm going to speak on Declan's behalf and say yes. Of course they do.
Oh, boy. Another huge helping of rejection for old Nishy.
Just dollop it on top of the pile, I guess. What's a little more?
Dude, I literally just got the ball to balance on the shell and you help yourself.
I would have eaten more, but that tortoise passed by so quickly.
Max is extremely slow. You're stoned, Nish.
So who are we replacing Nish with? Because whoever it is needs to be exceptional at writing, deception, deceiving people with their writing, and taking pleasure in other people's misfortune.
And that is when it hit me. A prank is just a scam, but not written down.
Come over here and say it to my face, you fucking wanker!
Joe, leave it, mate. It's not worth it.
You're a guest on this podcast, Joe.
Fucking have you, man. I'll kick the shit out of you.
You conduct fuck yourself you, accordingly.
Prank's an important part of dialogue, man. Fucking Beckham thing was genius.
I had to cover cop.
Tell me that was anyone else.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
Hugo Boss, man.
And you should respect that.
Call me Hugo Boss.
You don't know Hugo Boss.
My name is Hugo Boss. Say my name.
Say your prayers,
Hugo
Joe.
Hugo Boss, dickhead.
Pop it up, Zorbrett.
Hugo Boss.
Pop it up,
Zorbrett,
Joe.
Sit down. You're just drunk, man.
What's Operation Pot Rose?
Confidential.
Yeah, because you don't want people knowing you've been lying about it.
Yes, that is true, actually. I'm going for a wee.
Where can we buy some more booze?
Everyone, allow me to introduce our new head writer. This is Donna.
Greetings, televisual nuts. Happy to wrestle up some prankage, but I'll be needing 5 times what the last schlup got, plus a fresh hibiscus seltzer and a copper gourd every 10 minutes, mini umbrella optional.
Evelyn, mind if we dip into your umbrella sponsorship for that?
Whoa. Pump the brakes. How do we know this no-namers pranks are even going to work?
Does that answer your query?
There's hot sauce in my eye! How did they train a tortoise to do that?
You're hired. Declan, get this woman a hibiscus seltzer.
Yes, ma'am.
You got a good shot of the hot sauce bottle, yeah? Label and everything.
Just relax, Rich Geisley. This is all free promo for you.
Turn off the leaf blower and get me some yoghurt! Oi, people. Anyone know where Donna's got to? Without her, my next best scammer is Blinking Reg.
Thanks, boss. Means a lot.
I said that as a sign of despair. You end every scam text with best wishes, Reg.
Manners cost nothing? Or do they? Oh, no. Do I owe money for manners?
He scammed himself. Perfect. Without Donna, our numbers are going to drop faster than Lawrence in a leader-off.
She better watch her mouth.
he's still a legend in the game. His illegal achievements were visible from space until you made a joke of him.
Well, maybe I did. But check this out. Thanks to me taking Donna out of play, Janet will return to the heist in no time. We get to honour Lawrence's legacy and you can go back to liking me again.
Not without Lawrence we can't. The balance of the universe has gone tits up in a tanning shop.
Yeah, and what about Angela enabling him? I mean, sure, she's a naturally gifted enabler, but she should be using her powers for good by only enabling well-meaning scamps.
If you truly want to make amends for the damage you've done, you'll meet me at my Humvee in two. You're driving. I'm too emotional.
Sure thing, pal. Right after I finish this scam text. Get home safe. Pat Springleaf. Let's roll!
Lawrence!
Hello, Huey, old friend.
Hi, Lawrence. Hi, Angela. Whoa, that's a lot of towels.
Listen to me, brains for shits. Heroes don't get to quit, and they certainly don't get to sit around in their undies feeding jam tarts to fucking fish every day.
The pond is chock full of towels. Where are the fish, man?
They're in there.
If you want to play sad buggers, then you better look at your reflection in that filthy fucking fish pond.
Huey, look at the pond, son. The reflection line doesn't work.
Wow, another reflective surface then.
Mirror, probably.
Because, and correct me if I'm wrong, you didn't get to be where you are today by being wimpin' a fucking week.
Yeah, and you know what? The same goes for anyone who was ever the boss of anything and got fired for reasons that are actually 100% fair, if she's honest with herself. It's time to stop sulking and start taking some flaming responsibility. Furthermore, without any water in it, this can no longer be referred to as a pond. So call it what it is. A towel hole. Case closed.
If the real Lawrence ever comes back, tell him to turn up at this gaff and bring his fucking peace.
What's this?
Oh, that's Janet's address. Donna's got everyone's details. She texted it to me on the way over here.
Your move, boss. Your fucking move.
Oh, my word. Is that your actual naked body printed on a towel?
Ah, Angela! I said not that one!
But what do the fish really represent?
Don't shout into it. It'll pick you up fine.
Are you on Chris from Buffet Garage?
The fish are him losing his family. Like, his family leaving the pond like the fish. The transient nature of life.
Run! 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 Go! 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 Cut it down! I've done something bad!
Okay, everyone. I never thought I'd say this, but here we are. It's been a great week of pranks at the expense of Miles Jupp. Not that he can't afford it, am I right? Of course, we couldn't have done this without Donna and her unique brain. So big round of applause for this lady right here.
Your applause feels warm and pleasant. I thank you, TV nerds. I thank you.
Also a big round of applause for me for firing Nish in the first place. Feels pleasant. Yeah.
It all comes down to this one final prank. Declan, are the fireworks ready?
Yes, boss. We've stuck them all over Miles Jupp's manor, facing every which way possible.
Good boy. Let's get into positions and do this thing. In the words of the recipient of this very prank, best of British.
Seriously, Donna, you've been a lifesaver this week. You have no idea.
Cram your little thanksies. No bloodhound ever sniffed out oil free of charge. They secured the biscuit before barking thrice over the black gold. And I didn't see Janet tossing out bonios.
Point taken, but you didn't have to text me her address. That was super generous.
Newsflash, Pongo. That was not Janet's address.
Beg pardon?
Holy cannoli. I've scammed many a sucker this week, but ain't you the pork that jumped in the pot?
Camera's rolling.
You scammed me? Why'd you scam me?
It's how I text now. I got a taste for it, and I need my adrenaline spikes.
Evelyn and James into position.
Donna, what address did you text me? Who was it?
And action.
What's happening, only jokers? It's time for a final prank on Juppers. And as you can see, we've rigged his house up like it's Guy Fawkes Eve. Posh boys. Oh, wait, hold up. What do we have here? There appears to be a big angry dude walking up the path to Jupp's front door. What could he possibly want?
Oh, no.
Sita, can we stop filming? Maybe we should stop filming.
But what if something unexpected happens? Keep filming the old man.
Oh, crumbs.
What now? Ah! What the fuck? You're not Janet.
Oh, my God. We just filmed a murder. We're gonna be superstars.
Is that Miles Jupp?
We got you on camera, motherfucker! Smile! You're on Only Joking!
Ah, bollocks! I'm out of here.
Come back! Come back here and sign a release form, you coward!
Ah!
They tripped over the tortoise!
Max is a hero. Call the cops. We've got an unconscious gunman outside Jupper's house. Oh, and order an Uber for Jupper's as well. Let's get him to the hospital. Hang in there, Jupper's. This wasn't our fault, and we've got the footage to prove it.
And you can't pin this on Rich Geisley either. I can't go back to prison, Sita. I've got too much to lose.
Hey everyone, picking up this episode the morning after, feeling a little fragile. We did record an outro yesterday, but it was unintelligible. Adams is still in bed at hers, and Joe ended up in Dunstable, I think, so it's just me for now. So the boys in blue turned up and arrested Lawrence, obviously. The whole thing had been caught on camera, so they threw him in the big house, no questions asked. And Max became a national hero. It's the second on Sita's books. On the way home, I popped in on Nish to see how he was doing, but the house was empty. All I found was a note on his coffee table. Gone to find Bong, bro. I may be some time.
Hello, mate. Thanks for having me on. I'm really looking forward to this.
Pasco? What day is it?
Wednesday. We're recording an episode of Springfield together. Is your producer in?
Oh, shit. We went on a 5-day bender and I didn't even realise. Yeah, sorry, Pasco, we're good to go. I just need to text Adams. Help yourself to a milkshake or a burger. I've got too many anyway.
I'm famously a vegan.
True comedy! True
Jason
comedy!
Duncombe.
Best episode ever, baby!
Queensy!
Best
big
episode of the world!
Yeah,
the
gays get house price
big hand it, big hand it, big hand it, oh dear.
Take that!
I do all your sound.
I love party cats.
Capitalism.
Put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Hey,
I love party cats. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love party cats. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Get me on Insta.
They had an audio.
I've got work in 4 hours.
Springleaf was written by and starred James Acaster. It featured the voices of Chloe Petz, Chris Day, Donald Gleason, Evelyn Mock, Freya Parker, Jason Forbes, Kath Hughes, Kima Bob, Miles Jupp, Natalie Cassidy, Nathaniel Metcalf, Nish Kumar, Pat Cahill, Phil Dunning, Phil Wang, Sarah Pascoe, Sharon D. Clark, and Sindhu V. And our studio guest was Joe Lysett. Extra jokes were by Celia A.B., Jen Ives, Ken Cheng, Matthew Crosby, Rose Johnson, and Tucson Douglas. Massive thanks to everyone who backed the Kickstarter, including executive producers Brian F. Otting, Heather Peteroy, Janine Giswaldo, Mel Stacey, and Stephen Bailey. And also to Acast for having us as part of the Acast Creator Network. Original music is by Namdi, and sound design is by Charlie Brandon King. The assistant producers were Katie Sayer and Michaela Carmichael. The producer was Lindsay Fenner, and Springleaf is a Mighty Bunny production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.